Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Brian and Company, and I'm John Lieberman, pinch hitting for my friend Brian Shackman, who is out today. And we take a bit of a break from government shutdown talk to bring in our next guest. And as you all know, we have a pretty high bar for guests on this program. And so when we found out that Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, actually went to our next guest to get her LASIK eye surgery done, we knew that we had to bring on the number one LASIK provider in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. His name is Jeff Della Russo, and he is here. Good to talk to you, Jeff.
Good to talk to you as well. Thanks for that kind introduction there.
So, doctor, let's get right to it. Your family has been pioneering LASIK for decades. Can you talk about how this new AI-powered Wavelight Plus technology is kind of the biggest leap forward in LASIK surgery compared to traditional procedures?
Yeah, I mean, that was a pretty good way of introducing it, and it's true. What the new technology that we have does is it's able to measure the eye using, you know, a technology that's called ray tracing. Basically, it's just shooting painless beams into the eye, you know, little light reflections into the eye, creating a model of the eye, which is reconstructed by artificial intelligence, like an avatar is what it's called. So we make the technology, measures the eye, puts together hundreds and thousands of data points in the eye, reconstructs a perfect digital twin of the eye, tests out an infinite number of treatments on that, you know, reconstructed AI model to find the perfect treatment. Once that's found, right, then that treatment can be delivered for the patient to bring people's vision not just to 20/20. That's almost a low bar now. You know, 98% of people were exceeding 20/20 in 2015, and there are 50% of the people that have had this reliably get to 20/10 vision, which is, you know, forgive the way of saying it, but it's like bionic vision. So it's really transformed, and this would not have been, this came on quickly. You know, artificial intelligence, mostly just high-powered computing, allowed those models to be created. This was inconceivable a few years ago. It would have taken weeks for the computers to run those programs, and now it's done in 2 minutes.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, doctor, it used to kind of be a one-size-fits-all approach to doing LASIK, but this technology that you just talked about really gives that personalized approach, and that's why the success rates are so high?
That's correct, because we can really find the perfect, you know, test out the treatment. The computer is finding that personalized, perfect correction, because everybody's eyeball, of course, is different. And the surgery before, although the results were outstanding, I guess you could say it was somewhat one size fits all because the technology wasn't able to sort of go beyond that. But this is just a major breakaway moment. We could read the eye like that, reconstruct it, and just give that perfect treatment, which just brings people's vision to the next level. And that's how it's borne out in the FDA trial. And that's what I'm seeing in practice here.
So, and what is it, doctor, what does it mean for patient recovery times, if anything? Has that changed?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily exaggerate and say that that's changed any. I mean, that's about the same. It's all quick. I mean, the recovery time for LASIK is just basically not even overnight. It's not instantaneous, the result, but pretty close. So that's all been very quick. I mean, the real differentiator here is just that quality of vision and just that taking that, you know, that personalized treatment and just getting to that vision that just goes beyond what people have been able to see with the perfect glasses, the perfect contacts, just taking it to that next personalized level.
We're speaking with Dr. Jeff Delarusso about AI-assisted LASIK technology, Wavelight Plus. Let me ask you this, doctor. For someone considering LASIK, but, you know, potentially worried about if it's right for them, if it'll work for them, how does Wavelight Plus kind of open new doors or address common concerns that your patients might have or potential patients?
Well, it does. What this does is it includes, because of its ability to read the eye in different ways that we didn't have before, it is possible to include more candidates, making sure that, you know, it's able to scan people we might not have been able to scan and help. Also, it can eliminate some as well, you know, so because that next level of information does give us a lot, but generally expands the pool and really, besides the quality, expands the, you know, makes the result very permanent because it also factors people's ages in. So, you know, it just expands the life and the pool of the result, which at this point is very permanent, and the pool of people that can be screened and treated.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And doctor, you knew this question was coming, but what was it like to work with J-Lo? And as somebody who has done this for a long time, is there an added level of pressure when you're dealing with somebody like J-Lo? Or is it just, you know, you've done this, you know, for years and years, not this particular, you know, using this particular technology. But so does autopilot kind of set in? Talk to us a little bit about that experience.
I mean, yeah, for us, it's kind of like driving. We're just very, very used to it. So, and we've had all kinds of high profile people through the practice for 30 years since the beginning, you know, the earliest days, which we were involved with. But, yeah, I mean, you have, you know, that's where experience kicks in and gets you through.
And what was working with J-Lo and some of these other personalities, what was that like for you?
Oh, no, she was lovely. In person, it was pleasant, and she's quite funny, to be honest. We had a good time.
And when you look at the future, we have about a minute left. When you look into the future, since you're on the cutting edge of technology, etc., if you were to prognosticate as to what comes next in the world of technology and ophthalmology and people's eye health, what do you see in, you know, 2, 5, 10 years down the road?
It's hard to really imagine the next level of where things could go because this came up so quickly and I thought this would take 20 or so years. I'm sure we can use artificial intelligence to be programming treatments for cataract surgery. That's another thing that we do lots of. I mean, that's the most common procedure. LASIK is very, very common. Cataract surgery and everybody's parents and everybody's had it. That is the number one medical procedure across any category of medicine. You know, tons and tons of that is done. So I think the next era will be just bringing that next level of perfection to restoring sight, you know, the people that developed cataracts, which is eventually almost everybody. That'd be the most exciting frontier that I can imagine in the next, say, 5 years. What comes in 20? God knows.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. All right, doctor, how do people keep up with you? How can they find your locations? Oh. I know you do a lot of work here in Connecticut as well. Tell us where people can find you.
Yeah, we are in Stamford. You can just Google us there. And we have locations in Westchester County, New Rochelle, of course, we're all over Manhattan, as we have been forever, New York, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island, scattered throughout Jersey. Your listeners probably aren't there. But come visit us, you know, most relevant to where you guys are, come visit us in Stamford, please. I'd love to have you.
He is Dr. Jeff Delarusso. His entire family has been at the forefront of ophthalmology for years and years and years. Doctor, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. It was great to talk about it. Always excited.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.